Our guest analyst this afternoon, Don Rose, president of U.S. Commodities. Don, kind of a two-sided trade here in the corn market today. Beans looks like maybe taking some profits from yesterday's up moves, and then some short trading in the wheat.
Yeah, you know, I think it was a week, Randy, where we started to focus more on the weather and are we going to get corn planted in a timely fashion? Are we going to see how many prevent plant acres? The analysts are starting to try and look at, you know, could corn acres be down a million? Could the bean acres be up a million? Could prevent plant acres be up 2 million? And we looked at 2013 when we had a slow year and about 25% of the corn was planted as of Monday coming up here. And we did see a drag on yield of about 4 bushels off a trend. And we also saw prevent plant acres go up another 2 million versus estimate. So I think it's that kind of thing was the focus this week.
Yeah, so that's it's not out of the realm of possibilities here with the way things are looking with the weather forecast.
No, and I think when we look at it, the funds were record short in corn coming into this week, record short in the soybeans. They kind of added to that this week. But, you know, you started to see a little bit of a crack, short covering, add a little risk premium to the corn in case we don't get all these acres planted, in case there is a yield drag. So I think that's the focus. And we'll see next Friday what the government says with the first update on the balance table for 2019-20.
Sure. Looking at the cattle side of things, pressure in the cattle markets, hogs, other than maybe the front month, everything looked a little higher.
Yeah, you know, I think that's right. When you look at the cattle, first of all, it was just we were down 10 days in a row on cattle, now straight 2 weeks, not a let up at all. Funds got record long, 154,000 contracts of cattle here just a couple weeks ago, and we've seen open interest liquidation continue there. Certainly, it looks like we put in a top in the cash market coming down. Traded cattle this week as low as 122 to 124, so that's off a couple $3 from last week. So it does look like under pressure here, big numbers coming at us. But hog market, still all the focus is on the U.S. and China trade. Record numbers of pork here in the U.S. It's just a matter of can we export it out of here.
Right. Anything else we need to be talking about or aware of?
Well, I think next week it's all going to be about the weather. It's all going to be about do we see get closer to a U.S. trade deal? And in between, we're going to watch the dollar.
Don Rose at U.S. Commodities.